1. They would schedule a rain for this morning, Dr. Tay Svengard thought. Rain always makes the parents uneasy, not to mention what it does to the doctors. A gust of winter wetness rattled against the window behind his desk. He stood, thought of muting the windows, but the Durants, this morning's parents, might be even more alarmed by the unnatural silence on such a day. Dr. Svengard stepped to the window, looked down at the thronging foot traffic. Day shifts going to their jobs in the megalopolis, night shifts headed toward their tumbled rest. There was a sense of power and movement in the comings and goings of the people, in spite of their troglodyte existence. Most of them, he knew, were childless steries. Sterile. Sterile. They came and they went. Numbered, but numberless. He had left the intercom open to his reception room, and he could hear his nurse, Mrs. Washington, distracting the Durants with questions and forms. Routine. That was the watchword. This must all appear normal, casual, routine. The Durants and all the others fortunate enough to be chosen and to become parents must never suspect the truth. Dr. Svengard steered his mind away from such thoughts, reminding himself that guilt was not a permissible emotion for a member of the medical profession. Guilt led inevitably to betrayal, and betrayal brought messy consequences. The Optimen were exceedingly touchy where the breeding program was concerned. Such a thought with its hint of criticism filled Svengard with momentary disquiet. He swallowed, allowed his mind to dwell on the folk response to the Optimen. They are the power that loves us and cares for us. With a sigh, he turned away from the window, skirted the desk, and went through the door that led via the ready room to the lab. In the ready room, he paused to check his appearance in the mirror. Gray hair, dark brown eyes, strong chin, high forehead, and rather grim lips beneath an aquiline nose. He'd always been rather proud of the remote dignity in his appearance cut, and had come to terms with the need of adjusting the remoteness. Now, he softened the set of his mouth, practiced a look of compassionate interest. Yes, that would do for the Durants, granting the accuracy of their emotional profiles. Nurse Washington was just ushering the Durants into the lab as Dr. Svengard entered through his private door. The skylights above them drummed and hissed with the rain. Such weather suddenly seemed to fit the room's mood. Washed glass, steel, plasmeld, and tile. All impersonal. It rained on everyone, and all humans had to pass through a room such as this. Even the Optimen. Dr. Svengard took an instant dislike to the parents. Harvey Durant was a lithe six-footer with curly blonde hair, light blue eyes. The face was wide, with an apparent innocence and youth. Lisbeth, his wife, stood almost the same height, equally blonde, equally blue-eyed and young. Her figure suggested Valkyrie robustness. On a silver cord around her neck, she wore one of the omnipresent folk talismans, a brass figure of the female Optimen, Calipine. The breeder cult nonsense and religious overtones of the figure did not escape Dr. Svengard. He suppressed a sneer. The Durants were parents, however, and robust, living testimony to the skill of the surgeon who had cut them. Dr. Svengard allowed himself a moment of pride in his profession. Not many people could enter the tight little group of subcellular engineers who kept human variety within bounds. Nurse Washington paused in the door behind the Durants, said, "Dr. Svengard, Harvey, and Lisbeth Durant." She left without waiting for acknowledgments. Nurse Washington's timing and discretion always were exquisitely correct. The Durants. How nice, Dr. Svengard said. I hope my nurse didn't bore you with all those forms and questions. But I guess you knew you were letting yourselves in for all that routine when you asked to watch. We understand, Harvey Durant said. And he thought, asked to watch, indeed. Does this old fake